Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight for a double program. Tonight, we will have our regular show right now. And then in 2 hours from now, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Patreon and Subscribestar hangout for the $20 donors. We'll be discussing whatever you guys want to discuss. And if you'd like to be part of the conversation, join us by joining the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $20 level. Ty Rogerson says, Lawfare in action. It's extra annoying they use these comments as a shield from his most more important points. Still less expensive to make those claims than calling Sandy Hook a hoax. Yes, George Floyd, the death of George Floyd was commented on by Kanye West in this recent interview where he goes after various aspects of his frustration with the fact of black people not owning their stuff, there always being a Jewish investor ready to own your music in the music industry. He mentioned his discomfort about this, and then when talking about BLM, he said George Floyd didn't die from a knee on the neck. The knee of Chauvin was not on his neck like that. When you look at the camera, you see that it was in a different position than you would imagine. And he died ultimately of having drugs in his system. This is an opinion on the causality, and it is an opinion grounded in fact. Normally, if you have an opinion grounded in fact, there is no defamation claim that is valid. But it doesn't matter in today's world. In today's world, it depends on whether you can gather a jury that will be sympathetic to the plaintiffs. And in a leftist area, it's always possible. You just don't know. You might have a bunch of people who are super sympathetic to the George Floyd case, and they could end up finding guilt or liability here. But it's absolutely ridiculous because defamation claims are barred when someone is indicating the basis of his opinion. So I could say something that is false, and yet if I say, here are the facts that I'm based upon, I could pass in a defamation trial in the US. For example, I could say John Drake on the regular chat is a rapist. I base my opinion on the shape of his icon, which is yellow. That's an icon that a lot of rapists are using. It's the typical color that rapists are using as an icon, as an emoji on Odyssey. Now, I would have said something that's false, and John Drake could try getting a defamation trial against me, but since I have shown what my evidence was, and people were free to give credence to my reasoning or say, no, Jeff is divagating here. The color of your icon on Odyssey has nothing to do with whether you're a rapist. That typically can pass the defamation threshold. But here John Drake admits, he says, John Drake, you got me. There you go, John Drake. And Lakshad says, John Drake, get your JF bucks. Tick, 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 tick. Of course, this was all a joke. But yeah, so when you show the reasoning and the facts behind, and those facts in and of themselves are not lies, you are entitled to pretty wide of a reasoning by the standard of defamation laws in the US. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't mean that this trial won't be trouble for Kanye, because it takes your time, it takes your effort, it ruins your reputation no matter what happens. People associate you with trouble when you are a celebrity involved in a legal case. So it's... And I can't help but think that there is something here of a... I wonder if this lawsuit would have been as swift if it wasn't of the comments about the Jewish managers in the music industry and other industries by Kanye. I think that the system is getting at him in an indirect way here, and that ultimately they will go after anyone who criticizes Jewish power, Jewish overrepresentation in American management. And that sucks. That sucks, because imagine that was just an interview about BLM and Kanye had just talked about BLM. There may not be a lawsuit right now. I think that they're definitely, yes, Shrigadam, they are trying to go on the precedent set by the Alex Jones trial. Definitely the reason this goes so fast is that the family was told by the lawyers, look, Alex Jones just got a massive judgment against him. Now, we are talking about two categories of people. Alex Jones is a guy for whom it should be relatively easy to hide his wealth. Kanye West, almost impossible. Kanye West just has too much money. And it's money flows that are undeniable. So, for example, Kanye West must be getting copyright payments for his music. It's very hard to transfer these, and any transfer of this music will be traceable, and they will know to whom he sold it and at what price. So it's almost impossible to get rid of your creation. And doing so would have massive consequences for Kanye's own ownership of his songs. Same thing with his contribution in the fashion industry. He is a brand. He cannot debrand these things. It's easy for Alex Jones to start another company and call it the Alex Jones 2 show. And you can't do anything about it because, okay, well, is Alex Jones the producer or is this new person the producer? Well, maybe the new person is the actual producer. But Kanye West with his brand and his music, very hard to hide these assets. And I'm guessing that most of what he has is in the form of profits that he stacked into values like stocks, other assets that will be also extremely hard to hide. It's time for Kanye to consider, because this may not be the last event. If he continues using his freedom of speech, they will go after him continuously. And so it's time to consider for Kanye to perhaps have not much, perhaps buy Bitcoin with everything he has. I mean, Kanye would be absolutely happy with Bitcoins. He would be capable of surviving bear markets and would still have them in 4 years, 8 years from now. Faceless Rogue says, indeed, exact same people who are trying to silence Trump and Alex Jones. Yeah, and it's getting annoying, this whole, you didn't do exactly as we told you with the case of Trump, and you weren't good enough to Israel, although you sucked our dicks on an everyday basis, and so we're going to punish you through all sorts of contoured means, and we're going to make lawsuits in New York, here, there, and it's going to pop from everywhere. And I hope that the normies see what's going on here. We have people who are going after a group of technocrats that has taken over the management of America. And they won't let even people say it. That's just how bad it is. They will go after your wealth, your finances, your personal life, just because they don't like you thinking about it. John Drake says, yeah, Jones has already set up InfoWars as a zombie corporation. Don't think yeah as that option. Exactly. So Kanye West should go for the victory in the trial, which he has a good chance if he invests the right amount in the right lawyers. In my view, what he did was not defamation. You can have an official finding by a jury, by an expert, that, oh, George Floyd died because of the physical assault. But you can have a discussion publicly about the multiple causes that would have contributed to the death. And then it's not a discussion of criminal guilt for a given person. It's a discussion of physics and the fact that various things can happen at the same time and all of them contribute to an outcome when they are together, but taken in isolation, wouldn't have led to this outcome. I mean, the question is still very much open. Would George Floyd have died if he had just put on some cuffs and stayed in the back of the car? He could very well have died. He could very well have died if he wasn't arrested at all. He could also have not died with a knee on his neck if he hadn't taken drugs, if he didn't have drugs in his system. So the chains of causality here are all open to discussion. And I would hope that in the Supreme Court, there are some sensical people who will put a stop to this new mob phenomenon of defamation lawsuits. Even I would have to, even in the case of Johnny Depp, I was actually pretty surprised that Johnny Depp won, because it seemed to me that if you don't name the person, you can talk of yourself as a victim of abuse, and it's always not traceable to the person. But in this case, the jury found that it was very well traceable to Johnny Depp. But I'm surprised by how extensive the defamation laws are. I would make them even more extensive, but I would make it by law. Right now, it's kind of... It's an unspecified contour, what is allowed speech and what is defamation. I would make it extremely harsh, but I would make it extremely clear. Lendalt Guntram says, no expert at the Floyd trial actually demonstrated the validity of their claims about the causes in question. Yeah, and they've admitted. I remember some of the experts of the states at least admitted that drugs could have been a contributing factor. So and on top of it, Kanye West didn't say the physical arrest of George Floyd wasn't a contributing cause to his death. He said he didn't die from a knee on the neck like that. And he made a little movement. Like, he didn't die from a knee on the neck here. When you look at the video, it's a different position. So there's not much space here to find what is the lie that you're going to submit to the jury. He didn't die from a knee like that. He died from a knee like that, at best, for the case of the plaintiffs. So that's already, you know, Kanye West would have much space to convince a jury to say, I didn't say he didn't die from a knee. I said he didn't die from a specific type of knee that a lot of people are thinking. That would be strong. That would be one of the defense. But overall, the defense also has to be with the facts. When you bring the facts and the facts are real, you cannot be accused of defamation. And Kanye West said, if you look at the video, you'll see that. Now, so he was clearly indicating to the public what was the piece of evidence he was basing his opinion on. You have the right to an opinion. And in fact, there is no such thing as a fact about what caused the death of George Floyd. There is no established fact about this. It's an opinion. All of the experts, it's all their expert opinion. So you are entitled to a different opinion. Now, if Kanye had brought some false statements alongside this, then there would be a base for defamation. Charles Garrity says, why would the cop continue to suffocate him when cell phones were recording? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's very much my impression that Derek Chauvin never intended to kill him, that he pressed stronger, probably because he thought George Floyd was playing soft so that he could free himself again, because George Floyd had attempted at freeing himself, at combating the policeman for a couple of times. So it's always been my impression that there is something unjust. Not that Derek Chauvin's intervention was perfect, and the knee on the neck or head should be a dangerous tactic that you use only in last recourse, and it should be treated like a kind of potentially lethal thing. But there's a big distance for me between imperfect police intervention and murder, and second-degree murder on top of it. certainly second degree murder. But no, the jury didn't find it this way, and I find this deplorable. Mama JF says, doesn't change that the policeman is a freaking psychopath, though. I mean, you have to become kind of a psychopath when you do that job. Can you imagine being in a small community and you have to deal with fucking losers giving false $20 to buy fucking bananas? And you come there and it becomes a physical altercation. You have to work hours and you have to do everything by the rule because you are faced with a population that just won't respect the law, that doesn't give a shit about physically resisting to the police. And you know, on top of it, that when you tell that story in court, the district attorneys are going to cancel their charges and you're eventually never going to see them pay for the physical hurt that they do when they physically resist your arrest. I would become kind of a psychopath if I was stuck in being a policeman in these communities. Man, I would lose my shit. Chauvin maybe lost his shit a little bit, but not that much. Just to the extent of pressing maybe longer than he should have. Charles Garrity says, cops shouldn't put up with this. They put their lives on the line, and to be attacked on all angles, what a slap in the face. Yeah, and you're carrying a gun, you're carrying lethal weaponry on your belt, and you have to deal with the fact that you can't quite get it out because the other guy doesn't quite have a weapon, but he's resisting in a way that could very well lead to a mob taking your gun and shooting you. And you have to go by the rule, and you know that no matter how much you stick to the rule, you're not going to get a resisting to police arrest charge because your DA is a fucking ped agent of George Soros. I would go insane. Mama JF says, if you lose your shit, don't take this job. You're right. And, you know, if you were to tell me, Mama JF, that a fair outcome for Derek Chauvin would have been to lose his job because somehow he applied a technique that wasn't part of his training, I'd be all up for it. Sure, go ahead. But as he committed murder to the point of justifying a 15-year sentence, I don't think so, personally. Some random bloke says, hey, JF, watch this. Well,
be watching will have probably...
Nobody knows that half of Joe Rogan's guests have this in common. Okay, so that is the video on YouTube that shows that half of Joe Rogan's guests are Jewish. Is that it? Unique guest, 856. Unique Jewish guest, 156. Percentage, 18.22% Jewish. So a quantification of the Jewish overrepresentation of Joe Rogan's guest. I will not play the video, it's 10 minutes long, but yeah, I had seen this video. Ty Rogerson says, now do Sam Harris podcast guest. Yes, and this was a great realization in my life when I realized that you basically have to be Jewish to be invited on those podcasts. That's where I went another way in my creative endeavor. I realized that we have a stacked system against us. And I've taken issue with this. That's why I've become critical on this question. It is an injustice, and it is an elevation of a minority that is not warranted by quality that creates this. And there are networks of authors, singers, artists of all kinds that are the sales of their book, the sales of their music, as Kanye was describing, ultimately benefits to a Jewish investor. And this leads to an extremely unhealthy public space conversation, because the people you end up being who you end up seeing being invited on these Jewish podcasts are all benefiting in one way or another the industry of Jewish ownership of books and music. And so it's basically you, they give you the impression that there's some kind of merit or interest in what they say. But what it really is a guy of a bunch of people who have good contacts, and they exchange their invitation. Oh, okay, I can get you on Joe Rogan. Oh, I can get you on there. And what it leads to is a bunch of voices being completely ignored and a bunch of voices being arbitrarily elevated. And these voices are inevitably pro-Israeli, pro-Jewish technocracy in America, and not critical of it. And if it was just a freely competing system, that wouldn't be so dramatic. But then they shut down the podcast who don't do this. That is as simple as this. It's censorship is the exact same toxic influence as the reason Joe Rogan has so many Jewish guests on his podcast. It is because there is a cartel of control over what you can think and say on the internet. And it's an illegal cartel. Anyone would do this with drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, with whatever. They would be found guilty of illegal monopolistic actions. But you do this with intellectualism and it is still tolerated and you won't ever have a prosecution case against it. It is absolutely disgusting. And this is what I was fighting against when I started Bloodsports. The idea was, we're going to let people fight IDs and anyone will be invited and any subject of controversy will be evaluated fairly. They will all be given the chance. And we won't have an editorial bias. That was what Bloodsports was, what was so magical about Bloodsports. And they canceled Bloodsports, see? So this is a system that won't let competition happen. That's why I'm on Odyssey right now. It's because I believe that competition can be reborn here one day. I want to build toward that day. Disclose.tv reports, new in the last 24 hours, 125 years after foundation, German construction company Wolfhock Ingenieurbau insolvent. 130 years after foundation, German confectionery manufacturer Bodetta insolvent. 156 years after foundation, German automotive supplier Borgers insolvent. 170 years after foundation, German soap maker Capus insolvent. Do you understand what's happening? There is an attack on Germany production capacities. It is a dirty attack that has been presented as a war between Ukraine and Russia, but which is really an attack onto Europe to submit it to American will. By the way, by the standard of Philip Fabry's History of the Coming Century, this was going to happen. And it is nothing else than the very same thing as when the late Roman Empire put Greece under its, gave it the status of a province within the Roman Empire to manage them and control them. It seems to be that the new civilization that is seeded by the ancient power ends up dominating the ancient power. So when Greece led eventually to the rise of Rome, eventually Rome becomes this super powerful military empire, eventually comes back to dominate Greece. Then eventually Western Europe stems as a new civilization, seeds America. America comes back just like the Roman Empire to dominate Western Europe. And Philip Fabry had soft scenarios and hard scenarios. The soft scenarios would be there would be simply some political intervention to guide Europe. But it looks like we're more and more in the hard scenario where America has decided to give 0 degree of freedom to Europe. They have decided to totally crush them. And Europe is just letting it happen because its political class is more subservient to American interests than it is to its own people. So hopefully Europe will roar back in its elections, and there will be people voting for extreme parties that will not accept this, but I don't see it happening. Hopefully, though, this could happen. I would love it to happen, but I don't think it will happen. John Drake says, in times of crisis, money flows into America. The U.S. is to blame for what's happening to Germany. Absolutely. And we now have videos of the pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline, that was blown up, a big hole. There's a complete section of the pipeline that's been completely exploded. This was not a little act of vandalism. It was a state-sponsored, well-planned military positioning of mines. Someone has sent me this and has said, JF, do you think that is good? Primal scream therapy session. Do you think this can help people with trauma? I don't think so.
8, 9, 10, 12 therapists working at a time, helping patients into their feelings. And as you can see, it's unlike any other group therapy known in the history of psychology. And it's based on a very simple idea, namely, that people do not confront each other in group therapy, they confront themselves.
So it's people basically yelling and screaming in a primal way. The re-room. Yeah, I wouldn't think that this is anyhow helping. I would need to see evidence to be based on evidence, but in the absence of evidence, I would assume this does nothing. Now, if you want to do it and if it makes you feel good, okay, good luck. But I don't think it's going to help. Mark Jensen was telling me, JF, I've been following you since the Bloodsport days and owe much of my understanding of evolution to you. Oh, Mama JF was coming. Did she have anything to add?
Oh, yes, I know that the primal scream.
Oh, you know that?
I thought, was it? When you repeat the scream when you're born, or was it when you give birth?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if it's when you give birth, it means people just want to make babies.
Okay, so it's they are recruiting your baby-making desires?
Yes.
Ah, very nice.
They should just make a baby. And
yeah, they should just make an actual baby.
Yeah.
And by the way, talking about babies, I've had someone send a donation. He wants me to make a show specialized on my view of birth, and should we leave the umbilical cord? Should we use this or that during the birth? Is it good to give that vitamin K stuff? What do you think about vaccines on babies? So very soon I should have a show about these questions on my philosophy of human birth. Dead Star says, Jeff, can you give your most primal scream for the stream? Well, when I think primal, I don't think getting out of a vagina or whatever. I think meat hunting, rejoicing in having killed 100 deers today and just carrying them back to the village and dropping them. And then I'm like, rah! I think that's my primal scream. Now, probably not the noise I made when I got out of my mother, but is that really what we want? Is that the best primal we got? Anyways, Mark Johnson was saying, Hi, JF, I've been following you since the Bloodsport days and owe much of my understanding of evolution to you and your book. Are you familiar with the ideas of biologist Dr. Michael Levin, PhD, about morphogenesis? Not to be confused with the work of the quack Rupert Sheldrake. He holds that DNA is the hardware of evolution while electric fields are the software. I have spent hours trying to find criticism of his ideas, but was unable to find anything substantial. I would also be interested in your view on the theories of Dr. Donald Hoffman, author of The Case Against Reality, Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes. Hoffman's book is freely available in an audio version on YouTube, and both scientists have loads of interviews on YouTube. You won't find much critique of these ideas because these ideas are unimportant, unspecified, and stupid in a way. In a very fine and bizarre way, you know. It's always dangerous when you talk about evolution to end up saying something that means nothing. And saying this, DNA is the hardware of evolution while electric fields are the software. I don't believe in the hardware-software distinction. Everything is physical. The software is physical also. There is a way software and hardware function in our computers, but we build them to be that way, and it's so annoying. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Hardware, software, what do you mean? What is a hardware? What is a software? The software is a bunch of bits on a hard drive. How is this not hard? It's a hard drive. So I really don't like those metaphors that lead nowhere, but I did say, you know, give me a link because you say that it's about hardware and software. I would like to have a link where I can read about the guy's belief. And it's all, it's doesn't sound very powerful. Like, bioelectricity and the goals of cells. A fertilized egg divides, and by the way, this whole part about the Russian dose of life, this is all already addressed by Richard Dawkins. Yes, genes are inside the genome, and there can be cooperation between genes in the genome, and then cooperation between cells produced by the same genome, and then cooperation between individuals in a group produced by various genomes. This is not innovative enough to market as anyhow separate from selfish gene thinking. Bioelectricity and the goals of cell. Individual cells with all measure local conditions at their cell surface when coupled into networks via gap junctions, however, the whole collective can measure and act upon the same sensory data. The umwelt expands to create a larger individual in which the comprising cells share a unifying picture of the world. Okay, but where does that bring me? Yes, yes, there is communication within the organism. That's because there are genes for things here and things here, and the things here benefit from knowing the information here. We've just established here that there are connections in the body, just like there are connections in ant colonies. We're still just in the selfish gene thinking, just how the selfish gene has particularly implemented the communication in our body. And then somatic cells communicating, okay, nothing interesting, nothing new. Bioelectrical communication. All of this, it's on keywords that may be impressive to someone who hasn't thought about this already, but it's not taken into a hole that has any sort of explanatory power. And now people go on to say, well, this is the definition of the self. The self is what communicates. Well, not even necessarily, you know, just like this other book makes the case of, the other book you mentioned, Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes. Sometimes, actually, parts of your cognition have a genetic interest at not displaying full information to the rest of your brain, at basically self-deceiving. So all of this is very basic and not interesting. That's why you won't see anyone criticize those. It's because it's not innovative. So I would be losing my time just going through the maze of crap that these beliefs are, which are really just pushed by poor thinkers in academia who are trying to make it look like they've done something in science. Unfortunately, academia constrains you to claim all the time that you've made some massive innovation. So you end up with people who claim just that, but they haven't. They haven't innovated in any way that will be remembered in some important way. Dank Helmet says, JF, can you react to this?
Can you?
This trailer. Katie, you lost your parents.
Lost your parents?
Welcome home.
You're my niece. I'm gonna do everything I can to make this place feel like home.
Just wish I could see them again.
I'm not equipped to handle this. I don't even take care of my own plants. I have this project at work. Do you want to see?
Yes.
Ever since I was little, I dreamed of this perfect toy that would protect a kid from ever feeling lonely or sad. This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. I'm Katie. It's nice to meet you, Katie. Do you want to hang out? Okay.
Oh, God. That is bad. I don't know, is the movie going to be critical about this, or...
Megan, your goal is to protect Katie from harm, both physical and emotional.
Is that a doll?
Model 3 generative. Android. Megan, for short.
I can't believe you made this. I love it.
Wanna hang out? Yeah, sounds like fun.
Great job.
It's nice to have a friend.
It's honestly like she's part of the family now.
Is there a point at which she goes with a knife disguised as a clown and, like, she goes full Kenny-style puppet killing?
Make her say something!
Stop! No! Megan!
You should probably run.
Of course there had to be this moment. I'm asking for the Kenny doll moment, and there you go, boom. It's right in our face.
Megan, she pushed Brandon onto the road. I won't let anything.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It looks like shit. There is a big problem, and I'm so happy because actually, and I don't want to develop any expectations, but the project of making a movie about TRP is advancing. I'm in communication with some serious teams of filmmaker, and it seems to go serious, and there seems to be the funding, and it seems that it will happen. But of course, don't have expectations, because who knows with these things, things can go wrong. But this is so disappointing that... Oh, yeah, Chucky, not Kenny. Kenny is another thing. Chucky, the Chucky doll. It's so disappointing that the danger with technology being represented in science fiction horror movies is always the technology turning against you and killing you physically. And I want to draw attention to other dangers of technology. In fact, perhaps the biggest danger of technology is that it will be smart enough not to kill you. It will be smart enough to farm you and to slowly let you become dependent of it, slowly take over your task. In fact, a little doll that pulls a knife and starts walking on four legs running after humans, that is the least dangerous iteration of insane technologies possible. I hope that technology tries to kill us, because then we will just blow it back up. We will just nuke it out of existence. The big danger of technologies are those that don't murder you, those that constantly serve you until you become a lesser version of yourself. And this is the point I want to make in the TRP movie, that the most terrible thing is when you get killed across generations, slowly, without ever having the opportunity to fight back. Pedosoraptor sends a super chat. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Velociraptor says, "Hi, Jeff. If I go live remotely like you did, do I first need to learn gardening? What's the most important thing for me to do now before the move?" Have resources. That's the most important thing. Have resources, money, so that you can fall into the place, you know, because there's going to be surprises. There's going to be things that you didn't expect in expenses. So that's the most important thing. No, you don't need to be gardening when you arrive. You can learn this progressively. As long as you know that this place has access to food that you can buy, so you start by being dependent on the system, and then slowly you build your independence. What you need is money, basically. Mama JF is here. What's up, Mama JF?
I need to have advice, okay?
You have advice concerning electronic dolls? No.
But first, I just want to say, I remember where I saw the primal
scream.
Yes, it was at the rainbow gathering. People do that.
You were hanging in these rainbow drug smoking gathering.
Yes, and you know, they do. Okay, we're gonna do our primal animal.
Oh yeah, primal animal.
Yeah, and then they act like animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like laughing at them after.
So what animal were you playing?
So me, I was just watching them. And after, when I talked to them in real life, I was like laughing at them.
Okay.
They were like, "Oh fuck, we did that for real." But
was it about the going to live remotely?
Yes. I guess so. Look, I've understand everything about gardening. Okay.
Yeah, you understood everything without putting it into practice?
No.
You've understood everything by watching YouTube videos about it? Okay.
But you need to understand before you go there. Okay, like, I'm going to explain to you. Okay. You put so many wood chips, okay? And then you buy a rotor tiller, okay? And then you put wood chips everywhere in your soil. Like, as soon as you arrive on your property, it does, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because then after, someone is gonna make those mushrooms. They're gonna rot the wood, and then it's gonna make those mushrooms everywhere in the ground. And then after that, when you plant your plant, because the worms, they eat the bacteria that are made by the mushroom.
Okay.
And also, the wood. It makes the
mycorrhizae.
And it makes the tunnel between the root and the earth. And it makes like multiply so much like the resistivity of the nutrients. Okay, mm-hmm. Like is it phosphorus?
You need to speak louder because the cutoff of the mic is too strong.
Okay, is it the phosphorus or the potassium? But this mycorrhiz make this that your plant is gonna absorb it like 10 times more.
Okay.
So you don't need to put fertilizer. Okay, so that's the first thing I would do when I go to the house.
All right.
And also listen to the YouTube channel, Vert de Terre Production, and La Ferme de Cagnol. La Ferme de Cagnol.
Vert de Terre Production and the Ferme de Cagnol.
Yes, but you need to learn French. So look, learn French, listen to this YouTube channel, and then put wood chip on your ground.
Okay, Mama Jeff, thanks. I hope that no one does this because you don't have to do this, and it is propaganda on YouTube that these French guys are selling, and you can fall addicted like Mama JF to just watching those. But the reality is there's 10,000 different ways to build a soil, and this is just one way, and they do it with wood chips. Now, there are disadvantages to wood chips. Some people will complain that wood chips eventually make your soil too acidic. So it's not necessarily the only way to do gardening. And I'm so annoyed at these YouTube trends on gardening that tell you do this, this, and that, and we're experts of this. If your soil looks good, looks light, looks like it gives space to the growth of fruit, it will work. And you can use fertilizers. Sometimes it is the most cost-effective little amendments that you can do. So, okay, you know the MamaJF position on this, but who is going to learn French to listen to these guys speak for hours about how ultimately what they tell you is they've put wood chips and they talk about it in 10 different ways, but it's always the same thing. David Smith says, wood chips also steal nitrogen, but still good to use. Yeah, it's not bad. It's just, I'm annoyed at the suggestion that this is the best way to garden. It depends on your approvisioning. It depends on what you pay for, how much you have access to these wood chips, how much you have access to other solutions. So another question that came to me was the imprinted brain hypothesis. Do I believe in it? The imprinted brain hypothesis is an unsubstantiated hypothesis in evolutionary psychology regarding the causes of autism and schizophrenia. And it comes from Bernard Crespi. And basically, he claims that autism is the opposite of schizophrenia. That basically, when you have autism, you are lower empathy. And he claims that schizophrenia and the delusions about the minds of others would be extra empathic, would stem from too much empathy, too much theory of mind, too much over-processing of what other people think. And he also claims that basically there is something of a maternal effect that is pro-autism. That is pro-schizophrenia, and a parental father effect that is pro-autism. And it would go in the following way. He thinks that, you know, there's this thing called gene imprinting, and it exists. We know that it can exist. But to state that there are a lot of behaviors in human societies that rely on this is very doubtful. It's like it exists that a father can can put information in his genes in the form of epigenetics, such that certain genes will be more expressed in that baby or less expressed. And similarly, a mother can do this. So you end up with a baby. But the baby would have the exact same genes, but if the epigenetics are father influenced, they would favor certain genes expressing and not expressing, and the mother would have her own genes that she wants expressed or not expressed. So that is how imprinting works epigenetically. Now, the theory goes far in claiming that autism would be something that the father wants. Because of a lack of empathy, the autist child will drain more energy from his mother. And because of a lack of empathy for the brothers, and because the father doesn't know if all of the future children of the woman will be his, he can protect his child by making him autistic. Make him autistic if there's doubt about the future children of this woman being yours or the past children being yours. And so it would equip his child to not be empathic toward the brothers and sisters, and therefore more draining of all of the energy of the mother. And on the other hand, the mother has the contrary interest in that she knows that all of her child will be hers, independently from whether they are from multiple fathers. And so she would imprint genes that make the child more empathic and therefore more schizophrenic, more likely to go overboard in that empathy and becoming schizophrenic. And someone was asking, does that mean that autism is male and schizophrenia is female? Well, in that theory, no. But there are other theories in which autism is compared to mostly autism. Basically, the autist is considered the alpha male, the kind of archetype of full maleness. And that the less autistic you are, the less male you are. There is this idea that autism is caused by basically the evolutionary bounds reaching the extreme malehood side of things. And I kind of like this. I kind of like this as a theory. Now, I don't know that I've ever heard schizophrenia explicitly in peer-reviewed journals being compared to the female mind, but you can think of it as a particularly female type of mind, because it thinks a lot about other minds and it thinks about what other people think. It becomes paranoid about what others say about you. So you can think that it's a specialized form of female mind that would make sense. But in that theory, the imprinted brain hypothesis, it wouldn't be that schizophrenia is female. It's just that schizophrenia is desirable for the female parent. That's the sense in which they mean it. Now, I take issue with this theory. I don't believe in it, because when we look at autism and schizophrenia, we see very much a genetic inheritance of it, but we have no reason to believe that it is situationally father-dependent or situationally mother-dependent. As far as we can tell from the genetic statistics, you have parents who have schizophrenia, you're just more likely to have schizophrenia. Autism, the same thing, at a lesser extent. So we don't have data that would indicate the life situation or the certainty of fatherhood somehow of the father influences that his child is going to become autistic. If we had that kind of data, maybe I could give credence to that theory, but I don't see it, and I've consulted their justification, and I don't see the behavioral data that necessitates a parental effect of that kind. And on top of it, I'm not sure that the schizophrenic child is less consuming of parental, maternal attention and resources. I think it may be extremely consuming of parental resources. So I take issue with some of the elements of this theory. I'm not saying that it would be impossible, but I don't see the need of it in the face of current data. And I would take some issues with the assumptions built into the theory. An autistic child, I don't know that it consumes much more parental investment than a non-autistic child. And a schizophrenic might very well consume more parental investment than a normal child. So I don't think the theory works. Anyways, that is my view as of now. I'd like to be presented with some evidence that is contrary to my belief, but I couldn't find any. We have a super chat by Philosoraptor. He says, I joined a group on Telegram called Died Suddenly. On daily basis, they post pictures of people that died with proof for unknown reasons. We're a year in post-vaccine mandates. Could there be such a long delay between getting the shot and the sudden deaths? Definitely. And who knows? They're talking. They said that I've seen this claim on the internet. I didn't have the time to verify it, but they were saying that the background death rate of excess death in Europe has finally returned to normal after since the beginning of vaccination, it's been above the statistical threshold of wariness. And for the first time now, it's gone below, back to normal. So it could be that with all the boosters scheduled, by the way, some people are getting right now their fourth or fifth booster in Canada. Some people in my family told me that recently. So it's like you could have excess death still, but since less and less people are taking the fourth and the fifth and the sixth, you would not see it statistically anymore. But definitely, we have no idea how much the health impacts of this vaccine could hit years down the line. It could still hit in the future. Dank Helmet says, JF, in the future, androids will become indistinguishable from humans. They will be your bodyguard, teacher, therapist, etc. Even a parent. What are your thoughts? My thought is it's time to nuke the androids before they form a nation and acquire rights. Nuke the androids. That is my current thought on the question. Twitter is fine with Pfizer propaganda, but comic books about the U.S. border crisis are not allowed. So they have a comic book at Pfizer where being a hero is no more saving the world or fighting villains. These heroes are just going to get the vaccine. But someone else had a comic, and it was called Private American, and it was about some superhero, whatever, combating the migrant crisis. And he got suspended from Twitter. Apparently, you cannot have a work of fiction that talks about fictive migrants at a fictive U.S. border. Have you seen this piece of news, says Philosoraptor? Boston University refutes claim that it created a deadly new COVID strain. Media reports misrepresent animal study and misconstrue its finding. The institution emphatically denied stories by various media outlets that implied the spawning of a dangerous new COVID strain in the lab, some of which cited an 80% kill rate, calling them false and inaccurate. Okay, let's see why it was false and inaccurate. First, this research is not gain-of-function research, meaning it did not amplify the ancestral SARS-CoV-2 virus strain or make it more dangerous. So the 80% kill rate is not more dangerous than the initial SARS-CoV-2 on mice. It was adding a new functionality to the virus, a functionality that came from your observation of current strains of Omicron. So it was gain-of-function research. Whether you know what the function is and whether it led to a higher kill rate is beside the point. You added a component of another virus to this virus. They then say it mirrors and reinforces the findings of other similar research performed by other organizations. Irrelevant. You've done gain of function research. You have modified a virus. You have measured its death rate in mice, whether it was greater or not than the past. Okay. The wild-type virus led to a 100% mortality rate in 6 mice. Okay, so we're supposed to take that it only killed 80% of 10 mice, and the wild-type virus led to a 100% mortality rate in 6 mice. So we're supposed to say it wasn't gain-of-function because it didn't work. No, it's gain-of-function even if you fail at improving the function you were trying to improve. It's gain of function because this virus changes and it does something else to these mice. It doesn't matter whether you kill them all and whether the ancestor killed them all. In fact, it is a function of a virus not to kill its host, by the way. A virus that doesn't kill its host is using the host to infect more hosts. and therefore it is a function of the virus to not be kidding or to be kidding. It all depends. There are some environments in which kidding your host doesn't matter. You will spread filth. Maybe dead bodies are exposed to living bodies, and therefore it doesn't matter that you killed your host. There are other environments, like highly controlled environment in which dead bodies are wrapped in plastic. Those environments, killing your host is not a good idea. And so it becomes a viral function not to kill. Grapes Coda says, science is fucking stupid. I'd rather be back to burning people at the stake at this point. Yeah, there was a meme on Gab. It was a bunch of people performing a human sacrifice and extracting the heart of their victim. And they were looking at a priest and a knight with a sword. And they were like, holy shit, here's the far right again. And it was like they were holding the heart of their dead victim, their human sacrifice victim. And they were like, oh, god damn it, these far rightists once again. And the far rightist was just a priest and a knight, all calm, killing no one. We have to go fast through the remaining news because I need to prepare for tonight's Patreoning out at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. GPS signal mysteriously disrupted around Dallas Airport. Significant GPS interference reported by pilots in the Dallas area, aircraft being rerouted onto other arrival. Fascinating. Has there been a erroneous targeting of the GPS satellites, perhaps? Because Russia has been doing much signal jamming on lots of satellites related to the Ukraine war. Is it possible that they have targeted also GPS satellites and have bugged them, perhaps? Durham denied again, Igor Danchenko not guilty on all counts. So the whole idea of pursuing the people behind the fraudulent Steele dossier, it doesn't work because first the juries are political, they don't want to find the technocrat rulers of our world guilty. And secondly, the FBI is the organization that should be prosecuted. These guys were just selling the lies to the FBI that the FBI was willing to buy. So these guys are like, oh yeah, I have this dossier. This is information about Trump urinating on Russian prostitutes. Boom. And the FBI pays for it. So it's not so much the guy who brings the fake allegations that is committing the crime. It's the FBI that should have been fired, by the way, by Trump. Trump should have just fired everyone, and he didn't. So we're not going to get justice in court. The problem is we have an FBI that wanted to hear those lies, and they would make it look like they weren't lies, and they would all prepare it so that it wouldn't look criminal, and it would look like they trusted actual data, but it wasn't. Dank Elmet says, JF, do you think Westworld quality androids will become a reality in the future? Most likely. I don't see why there would be obstruction. Eventually, the technology will be easy enough and low cost enough to do it. And especially since you're going to have the problem of human rights and how if you have an android robot that can perform as well as a 100 IQ human, my God, you just save so much money. I mean, imagine an employee that can work 50 years for you, and it can work 24/7. It doesn't have vacation pay, doesn't have sick days. I mean, there's going to be demand for this. How much would be the worth of a human being equivalent worker that can last 50 years with some minor repair and maintenance? That would be worth millions and millions. Because the human, you have to pay for his sick days, you have to pay for his fucking healthcare, you have to be present when he marries his fucking wife, I mean. And then when you want to fire him, you have all sorts of flaws and troubles, and he wants to pay pay at leave, you know, he wants to be paid something for leaving the company. Whereas the robot, you just throw it to the trash when it's not good anymore. That would be worth millions of dollars. And since you always have the risk of lawsuits, what happens if your employees die? Well, you're going to get sued. You have all these risks of money flows outside of your company. Whereas with the robots, everything is good. Until the robots start shooting the customers, of course. That is the bad moment. Harvey Weinstein, to announce he had a consensual affair with Gavin Newsom's wife. Holy shit, this guy is a machine. This guy was fucking all of Hollywood. If you were a sexy woman who wanted to become an actress, you had to fuck Harvey Weinstein. And he wasn't happy with this. He had to go fuck the governor's wife. I mean, this guy has no morality, no care at all. Even I am disgusted by this. I mean, why? But it's funny because then Gavin Newsom can forever be referred to as a cuckold. That is funny. Silver Spider says, Jeff, there was an episode of Star Trek TNG where they argue for the android crew member's right when a scientist wants to disassemble him for research. Oh yeah, we're starting to see this, among other places, at Google, with the employee who refused to continue because he was convinced the AI was sentient. What else do we have in the news? Tucker Carlson, a new law in California will punish doctors for disagreeing with Gavin Newsom.
America. In fact, it really was America. That's why we were different from the rest of the world. It's going away now. Politicians in California were just caught colluding with Twitter to censor political critics. But instead of stopping the illegal, unconstitutional, totally immoral censorship, the state of California is doubling down on it. Governor Gavin Newsom just signed a bill that will punish doctors for the crime of disagreeing with Gavin Newsom.
All right, not looking good for California. Liberty is dead, but it's been dead for a while. Autopilot was engaged before rear-ending motorcycle in fatal August collision, new Tesla crash data revealed. My God, these Teslas are killing people. And you can see why. I mean, they've designed the Tesla to be responding to bumpers, but then you end up having a motorcycle too small to be detected by whatever the AI does, and you end up crushing the motorcyclist. Tesla is killing people, I'm telling you. Elon Musk has to address this. You know, why not remove the driving feature? Anyway, it's crap. It's experimental. You use it at your own risk. Yeah, Elon Musk making TRP. I mean, that's it. Elon Musk is already serving the revolutionary phenotype. He's killing human beings who don't fit the lines that he has drawn in his code. Like, he's decided that the Tesla would stop when it sees a bumper that large, but not a bumper that large. I mean, it's dangerous. Dangerous. People are getting genocided for being on too small of a vehicle. Netflix soars after Q3 result, subscriber growth, and forecast all tops forecast. You know what? I was cheering for the fall of Netflix, but now that I'm involved in producing a movie in some way, like now that I see that there will be maybe a TRP movie, I would like it to go on Netflix. So I'm going to go easy on Netflix. I'm happy that Netflix is recovering on the stock market. And I hope that they continue on their path of free speech, of going, of hiring and buying controversial shows. And I think that in a couple of years from now, you will see the movie of the revolutionary phenotype, perhaps on Netflix. Mark my words, it might happen. Ghislaine Maxwell speaks out, says an inmate tried to murder her. She was also saying that she has a lot of empathy for Prince Andrew. because Prince Andrew got canceled because he fucked one of her 17 years old. It's so misplaced. It's like in a story where you have prostituted minors, whether a prince has been smeared in the process, and smeared rightfully so because he did do these things. It's kind of bizarre to be having empathy for the prince, but not having empathy for the victim. Quite amazing. One third of Ukraine's power stations destroyed as WHO warns of brutal winter ahead. So one third of infrastructure for electricity destroyed in Ukraine. That's not bad. I think there should be more strike. I think there should be zero electrical stations surviving. But for now, it's a good start. One third. It's going to get hard for the winter. And as a last news item, President Biden says Americans are going to start seeing hearing aids on their store shelves. That's a big deal. Is that what will win the Democrat midterm election? Will there be historians in the future going back to this tweet and saying, "Wow, that's how you win an election. Hearing aids on the store shelves, that's a big deal. Bro, they should have been there since forever. Why weren't they on the, on the store shelves? If people need them, they should be on the store shelves. Is it possible they were not on the store shelves because of legislation demanding that they be given with prescription? Is it possible that the Democrats have something to do with these legislations? Rodi Lucid says the question should be, why weren't they on the store shelves before? Exactly. It's technology that exists, and it's not like fentanyl where you could die from it. It's a hearing aid. You know whether you need it, and it's annoying if you don't need it anyway, so you wouldn't put it in your ears. So why isn't that accessible already? Well, that's a big deal. Apparently, it's what Joe Biden is focusing on for the election. I think he should concentrate more on inflation, the price of living. It becomes intolerable for Americans. So I'm cutting the regular show for now, and I'll be back in 45 minutes in the private show. So if you have a Patreon or Subscribestar subscription, go to your system login, and I will be posting the link in 10 to 15 minutes, and we'll be starting this show in 45 minutes from now, around 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the private discussion with JF. Come join us. Tensom Cominem says JF supports war crimes by supporting the bombing of public infrastructure. I don't support war crimes, but attacking infrastructure of war, infrastructure that serves military purposes, is a legitimate striking target for a military at war. So that is the distinction. All right. I think he was trolling anyway. And Rodita Sud says, are you talking about your mom's ass? Or is mom's ass you are suggesting is a public infrastructure in the need of a strike?